And thinking about the area around Fieldings, you mentioned Gilby Cool's hardware store.
Yeah.
Could you just recall what that store was like, what Gilby himself was like, and what sort of things the shop sold?
Well, Gilby Cool was an old-fashioned ironmonger's. I don't know whether Gilby Cool himself was there, I'm not sure. But that store had been there ever since I could remember as a kid. And it was very convenient for Fieldings, of course, for the apprentices and that, because they sold everything that you could want. And you could always get a little bit knocked off because you worked at Fieldings. Okay, so if you wanted to buy a micrometer or anything like that, you could go to Gilby Cool's and strike a deal with him, you see? So, very good. Otherwise, you would have to go to Parsons up in the city and pay through the nose. You know, so it's very convenient. Then round the area, of course, come out the main works and turn right. In other words, going south. You'd have the Black Road, where the stockyard was and the rest of it, and that was right adjacent to the shunting yards, Sudbrook Crossing, and the wagon works the other side. Okay. A little bit further down the road was Moreland's Match Factory, where all the Angels worked. Going left up towards the town, between the factory and the town, you had, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pubs. Of those, there's only two remaining now. You had the Hollier's Arms then, which is now called the Baker's. You had the Leopard, Nelson, Washburn's. What was the other one? There was another one. And then finish up with the Black Swan before you hit the town. You know, and if you went the other way down the Bristol Road, you had another half a dozen before you got down to Topley Avenue. So you could start at Topley Avenue, have half a pint in each one till you got to the town, and be three parts Brahms and Liszt. Yeah.
And I'm guessing that a lot of the Fielding men would have drunk in those pubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was the main one that you drank in?
Me? In town? Well, I was a bit more sophisticated than that. Our little crew that we had, our Johnny Mabbott and Jimmy and the rest of them. We used to go to, first of all, in what we called the Spanish Bar, then in the New County Hotel. Do you know the New County?
I don't know it myself, but I've heard people talk about it.
There's a doorway off South Street, not the main door, but another one, leads into a bar. I don't know what it's called now, but it was called the Spanish Bar in those days. So we used to meet in there on a Saturday night and then go into Eastcote Street to the hotel, the Saracen's Head Hotel, which isn't there anymore, of course. Up the stairs, a little bar at the top where we knew the barmaid. Have a few in there. And then when we came out, Johnny Mabbott always went to the dance at the Guild Hall on a Saturday night. I didn't go because I didn't dance. And the rest of us used to go to the Odd Fellows Club in Barton Street until about 11 o'clock and then go home. That was our regular Saturday night jaunt, or that. And I mean, you could get drunk on a couple of bob in those days. Never did, but you could if you wanted to. Yeah.
And was the Goat in there at that time?
The Goat Pub? Was down Spa Road.
Did many Fielding people drink in the Goat?
Possibly, I don't know. I never went in there myself. Yeah, that was down Spa Road towards the canal.
So there was Gilby Cool's, the hardware store, and the pubs as well. What other shops would there have been?
There was a little newsagent by the railway gates. The building is still there now, although it's empty. Forget what it was called in those days, but you could get cigarettes and anything you wanted in there. There weren't many shops along, but if you went up to Spa Road, there was a little cafe up there, which is still there today. except that it's bigger now, and it's obviously different people. And on a Saturday morning, if we worked overtime on a Saturday morning, because the canteen wasn't open, they used to allow us a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes or something, and we used to nip up to the cafe to get a bacon and egg butty and back down again. And that was, as I say, that's still there, but it was different in those days. A few shops, of course, going up South Street towards the town, different little shops. You know, on the corner of Little Norfolk Street was the Pork Butchers, of course. And what was on the other side? I knew Little Norfolk Street because my grandmother was born up there. Then, of course, where the big office building is now, before you get to town, that was the Royal Infirmary in those days. So if you got sent to hospital from the works, you went there. And there was a casualty department there. Right up until about getting up to 1960s, before they expanded Great Western Road into the main hospital, long before the new hospital was built. But that Great Western Hospital originated, of course, in the Great War as a hospital for wounded troops during the First World War. Yeah.
And to try and sum up the atmosphere of the area in which Fieldings was at the time that you were there, what was that area like to kind of walk through?
It was very much a working class area, what you call working class. If you read, I've got some literature at home, and it refers to the area as an artisan area. That's why the two churches were built, St. Paul's and St. Stephen's, to provide facility for new artisan area. Not just in engineering, but of course down the canal, you had all the timber yards. And you could always tell a man who worked in the timber yards because his one shoulder was higher than the other.
Because he was carrying the wood.
He used to carry the timber down off the lighters that came up the canal, balanced on his shoulder. And if he did it for years enough, it used to disfigure the one shoulder, and his one shoulder was higher than the other. And all the roads along there, Teresa Street, Robin Hood Street, Alma Place, all along there, was where all the artisan classes lived. You didn't get people in the management sort of sides of business until you got to Chalfley Avenue. Very much a working class area.
Have you got any other memories of the surrounding area of Fieldings at the time you were there that you'd like to share with us?
During the war, of course, they built tanks at the Wagon Works. During the war, Churchill tanks were built at the Wagon Works. But that was before my Fieldings time. That was, no, it wasn't. War finished in 1945, didn't it? That's right, yeah. So in the latter end, I was there. They built tanks at the Wagon Works, as well as railway coaches. And on the corner of Stroud Road, where the tire place is now, was the carpet works. And next door to that was the sack works, where they used to make Hessian sacks, which you don't see now, of course. And then down to Sammy Moreland's. Then if you went further down, of course, the trams used to run down the Bristol Road. And I can remember the trams. But the depot was on the corner of License Avenue, where the Tesco Express is now. And then that was bought by a new company called Permalli. Right, and that was their first factory there. And the first equipment that they put in there was two Fieldings platen presses. You know what the platen presses are? They used to make this Permalli material in Fieldings. Two Fieldings platen presses went in there. Yeah. And then they moved across the road. So whether those platen presses are still about, I don't know. But that's what they started with.
just jumping back to Gilby Cools, you said that you paid more in town than you did at Gilby Cools. Can you give us a sense of how much you would have paid for certain equipment that you would have needed? You can't remember. Right. Just on the off chance.
I'd probably 10% off at Gilby Cools to what you'd pay in town. I think a micrometer, not to one micrometer, I think I paid about 30 bob for my first one, which was a lot of money to me. But if you compare that with what you would pay today for a 0-1 mic, you'd probably pay about £45 for a 0-1 mic now. You know, make about 30 bob in Gilby. He was very good in there.
What was he like?
Well, I don't know about him himself, but the assistants that he had in there, because it was a big shop. Because they used to sell all, not just ironmongery, but all sorts of household goods as well, you know. It was the only shop of its kind in the area. So it was good business.
Well, thank you, Brian, for taking the time to come and spend the morning talking to us. We'll draw the recording to an end now. But, yeah, like you say, if you ever remember anything that you'd like to come back and record further memories, then do just get in touch.
If you want to call me back in again, that's fine.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly will do to return your photos. And it would be great if we could see your apprenticeship certificate the next time you come in.
I don't know where the heck it went. But I know it's in the house somewhere.
I look forward to seeing it. Thank you again, Brian.
All right.